Welcome to our Caring and Sharing holiday series. Every year about this time, KUMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofit organizations that make a difference here in the Northland. You hear about who these organizations are helping all year long, and once a year, how you can make a difference and help them. Our series continues this morning with Maud Dornfeld. She's the executive director at Lifehouse. It's an organization that gives homeless kids a safe alternative to the streets. Hey, Maud, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So talk about the kids that you help, who they are, how many of them there are, and how they may be ended up without a place to live.
Well, sure. We see about 650 teens and young adults each year at Lifehouse through our drop-in center. And of that 650, more than a third are homeless when they walk through our doors. And almost 70% have been homeless at least once in their short lives. You know, there's a number of things that contribute to youth homelessness, but probably the primary contributor would be poverty and family dysfunction.
So these aren't kids... Here's the stereotype. These aren't kids from nice middle-class families that are just lippy or bad kids. These are kids that are living in many instances in conditions that maybe nice middle-class people don't even really think about very often.
That's right. I think a lot of people think that kids become homeless because they ran away from home, they don't like their parents' rules, and they want to be out on their own. And that represents just a tiny, tiny fraction of the youth that we serve. Most of the kids we see really would love some place to call home, but they just don't have that option, and so they have to find a way to survive on the street. And it's pretty tough out there for them.
Now, one of the things that Lifehouse has done that I know we've talked about in recent years has to do with making provision for kind of a subset of some of these kids, and that's kids that have been trafficked. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we recently opened a program called Soul House, and it's a six-bed home for teens who've been sexually exploited or sex trafficked. And we opened that about a year and a half ago, and since opening, we've already had a dozen kids in our program. So it's a problem that people find hard to believe is happening in our own community, yet our service statistics would prove that there really is a problem here.
So what can the community do for you? This is your opportunity to talk on behalf of Lifehouse and on behalf of Soul House and ask the community, tell the community what you need and ask for it.
Well, we've got a lot of big plans for 2017. I think one of the largest needs in our community right now is for short-term emergency housing. The last time I checked, there were 140 teens and young adults on the waiting list for supportive housing, which means that while they're waiting to get into a longer-term home, they have no place to stay. And we're hoping to open a new shelter called Lifehouse Loft next year. We're hoping the community will help us make that a reality by supporting that cause. And we're also looking to expand in all of our program areas. Specifically, at this time of year, it's holiday season, and we host a big holiday party. It'll be this Thursday. We are expecting 150 young people this year, and we'd like to provide each one of those kids a gift bag that includes a $20 gift card. So if someone wanted to make an immediate impact, we're accepting gift cards at Lifehouse.
Is there anything that Lifehouse or Soul House need in terms of donations of goods or donations of time?
Absolutely. We have a basic needs supply room that we stock with a food shelf, and so we'd welcome donations of non-perishable food items, especially kid-friendly foods that are easy to prepare. We also have a clothing shelf and would love donations of new or gently used clothing. I know the last time I checked with my youth center manager, she said they were really looking for sweatsuits. Those are great for both girls and boys and for all different sizes. So sweatsuits would be very welcome. Any donations of personal hygiene items, baby supplies, diapers, and that sort of thing are always welcome. And in terms of volunteering, we have a lot of need on a regular basis for folks to come in and help us organize our basic needs supply room. And we're always willing to help people find a way to, you know, put their hands and talents to work. So they could just check out our website, lifehouseduluth.org, or give us a call, and we'd be happy to find a project for them.
Maud, thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning. And let's hope that some really exciting things are able to happen in 2017 for Lifehouse and the kids it's helping.
Well, thank you so much for having me on this morning, Lisa, and happy holidays.
You too. Maud Dornfeld, the executive director at Lifehouse, our guest this morning on our Caring and Sharing Holiday series here on KUMD.